All right, so here we are, so part two of the Dennis Moody interview.
We left off where the engineer was having me fill up his glass with booze when no one was looking. So those are my first. That was my first session, actually, and it's a classic tune today.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's it.
Absolutely.
And after that, I went on a tour. I was supposed to do an Aerto and Florup tour in 1977, and they asked me to go on tour with them, and then 2 days before we were ready to leave, somebody came in and said, "Hey, I just got off a big rock tour, and I'm looking for a tour. I hear you guys don't have a sound guy." And I said, "Yes, they do. It's me." and I said, "Okay." They said, "Well, who are you?" And he said, "And he goes, sorry, Dennis, we got to take this guy." And it was with Jimmy Haslip and Ricky Lawson and Jeff Richmond on that tour, and then part of the Opa Trio guys. Two or three of those guys, Raul De Sousa and stuff, and that turned out Ricky and Jimmy both told me that was their co-bill with Bob James, but co-bill, they used to fight over who was the lead bill, Bob and Flora, and it was right. just awful tour. So anyway, I got offered that tour, and Johnny Guitar Watson, who I was working with in the studio quite often, he said, "So, are you getting ready to go on the tour?" And I said, "Nah, you know, it was canceled, you know," and I told him, he goes, "Well, you can go on tour with me." I said, "Wow, okay." Yeah, so he let me, I went out on tour with him, had no idea what I was doing. He had two big hit records out then, and we were touring 4,000 seaters, and about 6 weeks into the tour, he goes, "Oh, tour's over, this tour's canceled, the rest of this tour is canceled." And we were all going, why? And he goes, "Well, starting tomorrow, we're opening up for the OJs, next gig is at Madison Square Garden." Whoa. 22 right. years old mixing. Oh, sorry, I was 7 years old. Sorry, part one.
That's right.
I was mixing at Madison Square Garden.
That's amazing. Wow. Well, that's really cool. You have a lot of experience on the road as well as in the studio.
Yes.
If there was somebody that wanted to get into engineering, do you have any words of advice that you would give someone just getting into this business?
Don't quit your day job. No, actually, it's funny. My nephew wanted to get in this business, and I told my brother, we had long talks about it, if you're willing to sacrifice and have a rough, it's rough now. Back when I was starting, there were lots of opportunity because there are studios everywhere. There are no home studios. If you want to do it now, you better have a further goal than just being an engineer, because getting freelance gigs, forget it. You have to work with a band. If you're a musician and you're working with your band and you have a semi-successful thing going on, then I would suggest doing it right now. There's just every guitar player, every percussionist, every bass player has a studio, and you can't compete with it. You know, you can do it at home. So I would just say, do it on your own, and if you have any success, try and pull in some clients and see if you can make a living. It's a very hard business now. The only reason I'm doing so well now is because I've been doing it for so long. People come to me.
Yeah, and you're good at what you do. You get repeat business, and you get people word of mouth. Mm-hmm. That's always
and
the best
my room
thing.
Here. If you Your can see, room is amazing, look around, everybody. See the room. It's very it's small, yet I can fit four to six musicians here in here at the same time, all with different headphone mixes and it's affordable. You know, I'm not up in Beverly Hills. I'm down here in Cypress Park. You know, we got the taco stand donut shop across the street.
Burritos.
Keeps the prices down.
That's right by the Yum Yum Donuts, too.
Yeah, so it's pretty good. And then I also wrote my book. It's called Drum Recording Handbook. It's my plug. so it's Hal Leonard put it out. It's doing well. Even in the recession, I think we sold over 5,000 copies.
Cool.
So, I'm sorry, not 5,000, about 3,000. It's doing good.
Website,
www.dennismoody.com, DennisMoody.com. And, you got to... Louis's record. Make sure you get it, everybody. It really sounds great,
All right. Thank you, Dennis.
You're welcome.
See you soon.
Bye.